Wildfires have destroyed more than 10,000 homes and other buildings and are blamed for at least 10 deaths. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Overnight, firefighters notched a win, stopping much of the Kenneth Fire. Residents there described the panic of being told to evacuate.
You're just grabbing kind of the first thing you see, and then you get out of there and you kind of realize all these other memorable or sentimental items that you may have left.
In the Pacific Palisades, mandatory evacuations turned Sunset Boulevard into a parking lot as people fled their cars.
The Palisades fire is now 8% contained. As a winter storm packing snow and ice hits many parts of the Deep South, a Delta jet aborts takeoff in Atlanta.
2668, roll a truck, please.
Okay, can I get the nature of the emergency?
I think we had an engine failure.
Audio from ATC.net. Four people were hurt. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who declared a state of emergency, says a state agency is trying to help storm victims.
DNR has also been preparing the state parks for those who need shelter or warming stations, especially our parks located in the North Georgia mountains.
Homeland Security has granted an 18-month extension for 600,000 Venezuelans and 200,000 from El Salvador to legally remain in the U.S. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 612 points, S&P off 82. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man was acquitted on all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine. The four-day trial for Luis Granados III wrapped up yesterday. It included testimony from LaMarion Blair, who faces similar charges. The Kenosha Unified School District will hold more town halls regarding their ask for $115 million. There's a referendum on the February 18th ballot, and last night voters were allowed to get more information. Another session is planned for next week. Two Waukegan Public Works employees were electrocuted yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched an overhead power line during a tree trimming operation. One worker was flown to a hospital, the other by ambulance. Their current conditions aren't known. And a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi is proposing 215 high-end apartments at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park site. The residential project is part of the larger Greenaway development, transforming the 240-acre area near the interstate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and a high of 39. So what are the fans like at Lincoln Financial Field? I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who's played there several times when he was with the Giants.
It's a tough environment. It's loud. Obviously, the fans are like super rowdy. No, they got a good fan base. You know, they got fans that go hard for their team, and which they should. Yeah, it's a good environment for sure.
Basketball, the Badgers host Minnesota tonight. The Bucks are in Orlando against the Magic. Doc Rivers says when he brings in A.J. Green, it's not only for the three-point shot, but defense as well.
When we bring him in, we're bringing in another defensive player. We look at that, and I don't know if the other teams realize that. He is a terrific defensive player. He's competitive. He's tough, and he takes the right shot. So he's been fantastic for us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
You Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and a song that inspired a leg raiser commercial. Venus, Shocking Blue, WRJN. Oh yeah, the Bangles did it, but that's beside the point.
Johnson Park, local news, and timeless hits.
Day. You know, it's so unusual.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you saw the WRJN newsletter that came out yesterday and noticed that we spilled the beans, it was kind of an accident and it wasn't. Here's what I'm talking about. We mentioned that today, in the newsletter, we mentioned that today you'd have a chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association when they come to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th. The ticket giveaway, that was a misprint because the ticket giveaway is actually slated for a couple of weeks from now, and next week we will reveal how you can win them. Okay? So we apologize for any inconvenience. If you saw it in the newsletter, but what a great show it's going to be. Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th. And yes, you can win tickets coming up from WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too, spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, please, Susie.
gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a Texas boy made good. B.J. Thomas, the original version of Hooked on a Feeling, without any Ooga Chuggas, on WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you're home. Hooked on a feeling. I
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish, 15 or 20 minutes from now. And it's a song from 1902 that got updated in 1974. And that's all I'll tell you now. Be here in the next 15, 20 minutes for the song. You'll hear it here on WRJN. Now it's time for an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you missed your chance yesterday, you'll have a few more opportunities to get hip to the financials. The Kenosha Unified School District is seeking voter approval for a $115 million referendum in February. It would provide $23 million annually for 5 years. The district held a session yesterday where they tried to explain what the tax hike would mean. District officials blame state laws for not having enough money. KUSD recently closed several schools and is dealing with enrollment reductions. Domiciles on the former dog track site. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi community is proposing 215 high-end apartments on the site of the former Dairyland Greyhound Park. The project, part of the larger Greenaway development that's ongoing, still needs approval from the Kenosha Plan Commission. The residential element is just part of the 240-acre redevelopment of the area near the interstate. The entire project calls for residential, commercial, and industrial uses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good.
There's a biopic coming out about her. It's in production now, starring as Linda Ronstadt, Selena Gomez. We'll keep you posted on WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. I'm crying.
We're gonna make it.
local news, timeless hits. Try not to sing along into your hairbrush with this one.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I
today. That's George Harrison on guitar. I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in just a couple of minutes. A song that first came out as just sheet music. It was before radio was even invented. But then the song was made into a big hit in 1974. Oh, you know this song. And, I mean, it made top 10 in 74. That's 50 years ago, but that's beside the point. It's a great song, and it's next on WRJN.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 2025 has arrived. It's never too late to start your fitness journey at Blue River CrossFit. Commit to a happier, healthier you this year with their 55-plus longevity class. The Blue River team guides you through custom-tailored workouts that boost strength, energy, and vitality, all in a positive and supportive environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100 to get started. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Opening up the vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. A song that hasn't been on the radio for quite a while and deserves to be. And this song got its origins in 1902. This song was written and was very popular even without radio even having been invented yet. It was popular as sheet music. And also as a player piano roll. You know, those pianos that you put a roll of paper in it and then it somehow plays itself? That's how this song got started and then revived in 1973 and made the charts in 1974. Got revived in 1973 because that was the year that the movie The Sting came out. With Paul Newman and Robert Redford, the song is called The Entertainer from 1902 and 1973 on WRJN.
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Entertainer, as done by Marvin Hamlisch for the movie The Sting. What a great movie and what a great soundtrack, too. That song made the top 10 in 1974. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget heard twice daily on WRJN at 9:45-ish a.m. and 1:45-ish p.m. Monday morning, a song from 1970 that was sung by a superstar and was only her, there's a hint, only her second hit. That's Monday morning, 9:45-ish on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the Badgers playing the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. Game heard here tonight, starting at 5 on WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There will be answer, let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump will take office as a